Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
She was the queen of soul, Aretha Franklin. This was one of her huge hits. Aretha Franklin passed away earlier today at the age of 76 years old. We were prepared for this because we heard that she was gravely ill and under hospice care earlier this week. And so we knew it was just a matter of time. So let's remember the Queen of Soul, at least in the beginning part of our show. And really throughout the show, we're going to play some bumper music from Aretha Franklin, a lot of it this hour. But through the show, as well as we remember her, because people tune in at different times, and I want those who tune in later to know that we are remembering Aretha Franklin. I have memories as a kid in the suburbs, growing up and listening to my transistor radio, walking around the streets of country club homes in Metairie, and I remember Aretha Franklin. But you know what else is interesting about her passing away today, August the 16th? This is also the day that the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, passed away. And making it even more interesting, Madonna was born on this day 60 years ago. August 16th will be remembered. I wonder if there's any kind of conspiracy stuff going on about Aretha Franklin and Elvis dying on the same day. Anyway, so let's go back to our youth. If you're part of the baby boomer generation, or, you know, maybe your youth was back in the 80s when you heard songs like Who's Zoomin' Who, Freeway of Love, and some of the more recent hits by Aretha Franklin. I mean, this was the amazing thing about Aretha Franklin. She was contemporary even to the 80s generation. She was still doing the hits. And I specifically remember being on B97 when the song Who's Zoomin' Who came out. I loved the song, and I thought, this is awesome. I mean, Aretha Franklin is back. And she never really went anywhere, but she had these, like, major hits very early in her career, and then here she was back in the 80s doing stuff like Who's Zoomin' Who and Freeway of Love, which you've got coming up going into this break, and then the song which Newell played coming out of his last break, I knew you Were Waiting for Me, Aretha Franklin and George Michael. So that was done about, what, 1986? So she was relevant even for the generation that grew up in the 80s. So as this white kid in the suburbs, I remember listening to Aretha Franklin. And I don't remember thinking about race. And here's why I want to talk about this. Because this is a time for us to think back on when we did not think about race. There are times that you and I don't think about race. And when I think about Aretha Franklin, I think about how, as a kid in the suburbs with my little transistor radio, which I thought was just the coolest thing in the world, it was, I guess, a little bigger than a cell phone. It was maybe half inch to an inch thick. It had a battery in it. You could walk around with it. I mean, it was like awesome. But that was like the way we walked around with music back then. So as I think about that, I think about the stuff that I listened to when I was younger and I didn't think about race. I think about Aretha Franklin. I just heard the music. And look, this was a time when, you know, integration was just starting. So it's not as if race was not an issue, because race was a big issue. But the cool thing is we didn't think about that. And maybe you and I need to find more opportunities to talk about the times that we don't think about race, to remind us that it's not always about race. The Saints game tomorrow night. We don't think about race. Some people do, but for the most part, you go there and you just enjoy the Saints. So who is it that you remember listening to? Whether you're white or black, Hispanic, whatever. Who do you remember listening to that really crossed the racial boundaries for you, that you did not think about race? and all you did was think about the music. There were a lot of white kids in the suburbs listening to Aretha Franklin. Oh, I just thought of somebody else. Otis Redding. I mean, Otis sitting on the dock of the bay. And that was a big deal when Otis Redding passed away. I mean, I was really young, but I thought, wow, he passed away young. And I think about another song. The song was Duke of Earl. And I think the song was Gene Chandler. I remember that song. I don't know, was he black? Well, you know, and that maybe that's the other thing that we can talk about, too. And look, it's summertime. By the way, have you noticed that there's so much going on in Washington? And I'm not going out of my way to talk about Trump. I mean, come on, we all need a break, don't we? I mean, there's going to be a time we're going to have to get back to that. And there's a lot of politics, and I love talking about politics. But I just, I love to take a break from that. And I know you need a break. I need a break from it. And I know you need a break from it as well. Because it's like chaos. It's crazy. It's insanity. It's like every day it's something, and it's this or it's this. And it is mentally and emotionally exhausting. And so when we can take a break, we will. Here is a text that says, Charlie Pride was somebody that you didn't think about as being black. Here's a text, Tears of a Clown, Smokey Robinson. Another text, Bill Withers. This text says, yep, Hendrix was an incredible guitar player, not a black guy who played guitar. See, I like that. He was an incredible guitar player, not a black guy that played the guitar. And, if you think about it, Jimi Hendrix was rock. I mean, he was almost on the heavy side of rock music. Jimi Hendrix was alternative at a time when most black artists were doing like R&B kind of stuff. So that was kind of revolutionary. Here's a text. This skinny white kid had the hots for, talking about himself, this skinny white kid had the hots for the Pointer Sisters in the 80s. Yeah, I did too. They were kind of, I remember once on V97, I don't know why I'm remembering this, but one morning I posed the question, would you rather be bitten by the Pointer Sisters or a hammerhead shark? I don't know why that came up, but it just did. I mean, because they had a lot of teeth, there was with all of them there was a lot of teeth going on there. So who do you remember listening to when you were a kid? I run into this guy in the CBD once in a while. He's quite often standing outside of a bar that is in the way, in the path, my path from my apartment to Bourbon Street. And I used to run into him at a bar that I used to go to in the CBD. And this guy used to listen to me every morning on B97. And here's a black guy. And his taste in music, he says, is because of me. This guy likes Morrissey, The Smiths. He likes Dancing Queen. He likes all of these, like, really white 80s groups and songs. And I don't know that I introduced anybody to that music, but that certainly was really big at the time. But who is it that you remember listening to that you really didn't think about race? I think about it, and I've talked about this often when the topic of cultural appropriation has come up. I've talked about how, as a kid, I thought the Beatles wrote Long Tall Sally. I thought the Beatles wrote Roll Over Beethoven. And the Beatles, like the Rolling Stones, were taking songs from R&B artists in America. They saw the wisdom, and they introduced a lot of white kids in the suburbs, like me, to R&B music. Later finding out that the Beatles were covering those songs. In fact, I think it was the Beatles' first concert in Washington, D.C. And how interesting is this? I looked at the playlist, the set list, and the Beatles opened and closed with R&B covers. And they played their hits in between. So it goes to show you how much those British invasion bands respected R&B music in America, and a lot of us were introduced to that music because of groups like the Beatles and the Stones. So if you're black, who do you first? Now, today's different because, you really probably don't think about race when you hear music. Maybe you don't like rap, so you think about race then. Maybe you don't like heavy metal, so you think about, you don't think about race, you just don't like the genre. But I'd like to know, if you're black, who do you first remember liking and not even thinking about race? And if you're white, like me, and you remember growing up and hearing music, who is it that you remember hearing the music of and you never thought about race? And then we could also add to the conversation, who was white that you thought was black? Or who was black that you thought was white? If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. And our text number is 870-870. Here's a text. I'm African American and love Stevie Ray Vaughan. Here's a text. Lionel Richie. Another. Luther Vandross. Another. The Commodores. Here's one. For me, it was Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, Little Richard. She was really cute. Fats Domino, the Isley Brothers, and the Coasters. Got me loving American music. My parents raised me on Louis Armstrong, and I grew up in New York. Here's our Blue Runner Foods poll. When an iconic performer like Aretha Franklin passes away, are you inspired to suddenly buy or download their music? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be right back on WWL. And this afternoon, we are remembering the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, who passed away at the age of 76. And when I think back on the younger years of listening to music on the radio and I heard Aretha Franklin, man, I never thought about race. And that was a time when race was a big deal because there was segregation. We were just becoming an integrated society. And in New Orleans, that was a rocky road for a lot of people. So we were very, very aware of race. And there was a lot of discrimination back then. But when I heard certain things like Aretha Franklin, I didn't think about race. So what artist did you love that you really loved and you didn't even think about race, whether you're white or black? And also, we're talking about the artists that maybe you thought were black, but were really white. Got a text here that says UB40. Thought they were black. Yeah, I can see that. I've heard a number of people say this. This text says Michael McDonald. Yeah, he does sound black. Hall & Oates. You know, they're known as one of the bands that features blue-eyed soul music. Led Zeppelin, I've got a text here that says, I thought Led Zeppelin was a black man until I bought their first album and saw four white guys. From Metairie, Anthony, you're on WWL.
Yes, how you doing? How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
31 years old, so back in my day, I used to listen to Backstreet Boys.
You knew they were white, though, right?
Of course.
Yeah, but you didn't think about race.
No, not at all. Yeah. The music.
Yeah.
But the one I did thought that was black was Bobby Caldwell.
Bobby Caldwell, yeah.
I thought he was black. Turns out he's a white guy.
So, yeah, you know what? I'm sure there were a lot of people who first heard Michael Bolton and thought he was a black singer. And he did soulful songs, R&B type songs, too.
Yes, sir.
Anthony, go ahead.
That's all I wanted to say.
No, I appreciate your call. And I like talking about this because race always divides us. And so here's a chance to talk about the things that we enjoyed and we didn't even think about race. From Ponchatoula, Sean, you're on WWL.
Yeah, the year I'm talking about is 1957.
Okay.
I've gone to a segregated school where blacks and whites went to different schools. And the junior-senior prom, I'm president of our class, and the junior class puts the prom on for the seniors. So we get together, we go out, and we raise a bunch of money, and we are booking Fats Domino. And now we listen to Little Richard. Of course, Elvis was out there and Chuck Berry. But this was a big deal until the school board and the hierarchy found out what we had done, and they wouldn't let us book. They made us cancel Domino, and we ended up getting a white sound like Sonny Starnes was his name. But the fact is that once the kids, I mean, we just didn't even think about it. I mean, we in segregated schools, of course, was a little time. We got black friends, and we just go to different schools. And But when it got to be up on the school board and the principal, they put a stop to that really quick.
Boy, Sean, this is a great example of how, you know, young people didn't see the difference. They didn't. Young people didn't understand racial divide as much as adults did. And so, you know, here you were the students and you wanted Fats Domino and you didn't think anything about his race. And then it gets up to the school hierarchy and boom, they're talking about race and they don't want it to happen.
Yeah. And, of course, things that we all know the history, but... yeah, back then, I think that, like the young people today, I find that, look, I'm 78, okay. The young people, they don't want to hear all this stuff anymore. And we didn't want to hear it, but it's because we just lived apart, basically, mm-hmm. you know, and accepted life as it was. And when it came to entertainers, of course, I was raised in a musical family. They didn't play but Lena Horne and some of the really greats that back in the 30s and 40s, that's what my family listened to,
yeah.
even though they were white folks.
Sean, I appreciate the call. I mean, I love hearing this conversation. And, you know, we're doing this as we celebrate the life of Aretha Franklin. And one of the first things that hit me when I thought about her passing was, you know, walking around Metairie, listening to Aretha Franklin on my transistor radio, and realizing that at a time when race was such a heightened topic, such a big issue. There was so much discrimination, and there was the beginning of integration when I was a kid. Even at that time where race was at a heightened level in our conversation, I didn't think about race. And so who did you listen to and you never thought about race? Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, Diana Ross and the Supremes. Another text says, I seriously thought Madonna was black when I first heard her on the radio. Yeah, and who did you think was black, but they were actually white? You know, Tower of Power. I thought that was a bunch of black guys. But they're not. They're just good musicians. All right, hang on. We'll be right back. When I was doing the morning show on B97 in the mid-80s, I remember thinking this song made Aretha Franklin relevant again. I'm Scoot. We are remembering the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, who passed away of pancreatic cancer. That's what killed my father. She passed away at the age of 76, ironically, on the day that Elvis passed away and on the day that Madonna was born 60 years ago. Here's a text that says, I didn't even know Aretha Franklin was black until I saw her in a movie and someone told me that was her. And, of course, a lot of people were introduced to Aretha Franklin because she was in the Blues Brothers movie. Here is a text that says, I loved Nelly when I was 12 years old, got a poster of him on my wall. And this is when I first realized that my family was kind of racist. My papa yelled at me and called me an N-lover, and he had never used that word before. I was shocked. Nelly's first CD, and I'm a white girl, LOL. So we're talking about those bands that, you know, you heard, or the artists that you heard, like Aretha Franklin when I was young, and you just didn't think about race. And so it's good to talk about the times we don't think about race. And maybe that's going to do us a favor and spill over into the way we all really should be. And it's also interesting how many performers people thought were black and they were really white. And Ian Hoke, during the break now, studio producer, just said that the first time he heard Britney Spears on the radio, he thought she was black. From Chalmette, Jackie, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Scary. How are you?
I'm good. Are you there, Jackie? Okay, it sounds like we kind of lost you. We'll come back to you in just a moment. Dale, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Dale.
Hey, I'm 58, and the artist that I remember, and it didn't matter if he was black, and was old Percy Sledge, my man Percy.
Percy Sledge, a legend, a classic.
Oh, yeah. And he was a singer back then.
Yeah, that's what you thought. You didn't think white or black. You just thought singing and music.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Dale, appreciate the call. All right, Jackie from Chalmette is back with us. Jackie, go ahead.
Hey, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. Years ago, I was fortunate enough to have the acquaintance of David Hood and N.C. Thurman. They were members of the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section. And if you know who they are, they record with everyone, including mm-hmm. Aretha Franklin. Back whenever they were first getting known, they told me the story a big name recording artist. I forget if it was Eric Clapton or the Rolling Stones, but someone of that caliber. They flew all the way to Muscle Shoals to record with these guys. And when they walked into the recording studio and saw four white guys, they said, "Wait a minute, we wanted the Muscle Shoals rhythm section. Who are these guys?" And they said, "We're yes." That they thought that the Muscle Shoals recording the guys were black because yeah. the way they played their instruments.
It's a great story. So it really doesn't matter what color you are. It matters just how you do your craft.
Mm-hmm. And that's the great thing about the guys. And they did interviews later on saying they didn't care what race was. It was the music that mattered. If you could play your instrument, it did not matter what you were.
Yeah, and I guess in a few cases, there are some people that have more soul than other people that you think would have more soul. So it's a great story. Jackie, I'm glad you called our show. Here's a text. "I'm black, Wham, and Boy George." Yeah, so look, if you're black, who are the bands that you loved and you didn't think about race? Here's a text. "I seriously thought Madonna was black when I first heard her on the radio." Another text says, "Casey and the Sunshine Band, best white soul disco." Another text says, "Music transcends race, and it's too bad that we can't keep that attitude the rest of our lives." Amen to that. Jesse, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Sounds like a couple of people kind of stole my thunder, but I'm glad to hear that there's a lot of like-minded people out there. And my comment is that I always thought music was pure, that it transcended all races, religions, every ethnicity. And it's a shame that we don't live our day-to-day lives that way. And it's a shame that there's still people from, like, perhaps even your generation that can remember, the segregation and things like that. I didn't grow up that way. To me, race, talking about somebody's race is as dumb as talking about their hair color. it doesn't matter. It's just something different about all of us are individuals, and everybody wants to separate us into all these little groups, and all it does is cause this division, and it's really kind of archaic. It's dumb.
It is. And Jesse, and that's the purpose of this conversation, for us to think about the times when we didn't judge race. And then when we realized that somebody might have been of another race, we still didn't care. We might have been a little bit shocked in some ways, but we didn't care.
Well, I'm young enough, I should say, even though I'm 40, where I still remember listening to you on B97. So I know you've been in the in the industry for a long time, and people much older than both of us can always talk about how music has always been a uniting factor. We're a big music city, and then you can think about some of the large festivals. I mean, look, go all the way back to Woodstock,
And yesterday we talked about, yesterday was the day that Woodstock started, and so it was continuing in upstate New York on this day in 1969. And then tomorrow we're going to celebrate the anniversary of the Celebration of Life Pop Music Festival in, I think it was Pointe Coupee Parish in McCrae, Louisiana. And that was in 1971. So we're going to spend some time on the show talking about that event. And, they were black performers, like at Woodstock. Sly and the Family Stone were one of the bands.
Jimi Hendrix,
yep.
I mean, one of the greatest musicians almost of all time, in my opinion, of course.
He was one incredible guitar player. And, it's so sad when somebody like that dies so early, because you wonder what they would be doing later in life. I mean, when somebody like Jimi Hendrix or Janis Joplin or Jim Morrison or Amy Winehart or Kurt Cobain, people who are really, really innovative, when they kill themselves, all of them, at the age of 27, then they rob generations, and they rob society of seeing how they would evolve over time.
But sometimes when that unfortunate event happens, it actually propels them onto a stage that they wouldn't have otherwise had.
No.
And so it becomes, once again, that there's nothing else that's coming. But I'd like to add to that list, Bob Marley was a great guy that really was
true.
An activist. But it's a great conversation, Scoot, thank you for taking my call.
All right, Jesse, I appreciate the call.
I'll be listening.
All right, man, thanks. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I thought Tina Marie was black. Yeah, remember that song Loverboy? Now, we'll pull that up for you just a few minutes. That was a mid-80s hit. If you're on hold, stay with us. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. And this afternoon, we are remembering the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, who passed away earlier today. Here was a medley of Aretha Franklin's, one of her big hits, and Chaka Khan. All right, listen to this. Go, girl. Aretha Franklin doing I'm Every Woman, Chaka Khan, and one of her classics, Respect. We're talking about Aretha Franklin, and, you know, one of the first things that I thought about today when I heard about her passing was how, as a kid in the suburbs, this white kid walking around with a transistor radio, and I heard Aretha Franklin, and it never occurred to me to think about race. At a time when race was a really, really big, heated topic of discussion in the South and around the country. Here's a text. I thought Bobby Caldwell was black. No, Bobby Caldwell was white, and people thought he was black. Here's a text. I thought Robin Thicke was black, and also Christina Aguilera. From Indiana, Ken, welcome to our show.
I just want to tell you, I'm not from here, enjoying the city. First time I've been here, and just wanted to say some kind of in reverse. You know, I'm an African-American. I'll call myself black, but whatever. But I was listening to this guy on the radio, okay? And I listened to him play basketball, and the dude was Larry Bird. I said, I got to go see this cat. So I bought a ticket, and his boy from French Lick, and I thought the dude was black. And I went to go see him and play when he played in Indiana in college, and the dude was white. So, I mean, it can work both ways, right?
That's right. It sure can.
And I do some announcing on a predominantly black radio station there. And when I heard it, I told a story the other day, and my callers were just all laughing about how stupid it's all gotten. But, you know, I really enjoy your work. I kind of do the same thing at a smaller station in Indiana. And I'm just here. I just want to say the people here in New Orleans, trying to get out of state in New Orleans, they've been so friendly to me, and I have not experienced one tad of racism, white people, black. I mean, all the people, yeah. Everybody here, they've just been so nice to me. And so my wife and I are going to come back for Essence, and we're going to come back for Jazz Festival. And I think it's the people that, yeah. I know they had some crime like everybody. It's the people here, and I just love your show. My wife loves listening to music, especially with Aretha dying today. And I said, we're going to listen to this cat Scoop, because you got a different vibe, brother. You really do. And I like your topics. I listened to you a little bit yesterday, and, you know, God bless you.
All right, Ken, man, I appreciate that very much. And remember, you know, through radio.com or WWL.com, you can stream our show all the time. And send me an email and tell me about your station, and I'll stream you sometime. Send me an email. It's Scoot at WWL.
Well, I'm retired now, Scoot. So,
oh, okay.
So I'm doing it on the weekends for the swap shop, which I hate.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. You're staying in the business.
But anyway, listen, I just wanted to let you know, the cat, Larry Bird, and, you know, I thought, well, he's got to be a brother, right? So I go see him, and I'm like, where's this Bird character?
Wow.
And nobody played ball like his style, and yeah. So it can work in reverse, too.
That's right. Ken, man, I appreciate your call, and thanks for being with us. Enjoy your time in Indiana. I mean, enjoy your time here, and have a safe trip back to Indiana. If you are listening and you're somewhere, like you're in New Orleans, and you have found this show and find it enjoyable, and you want to hook up with us every afternoon from 1 to 4, you can stream us. Find our station at radio.com or WWL.com. I'm getting some text about this performer. This was mid-80s, Tina Marie, and people thought she was black. She's a white girl. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Well, Dionne Warwick did this song, but so did Aretha Franklin. I say a little prayer, and a lot of prayers were said for Aretha Franklin as soon as we all found out that she was gravely ill and in hospice care. And Aretha Franklin passed away earlier today at the age of 76, so this afternoon we are remembering her here on WWL. Here's a text that says, I'm a black man, and I like the music of the musical group Chicago. Another text says, Scoot, African-American female, was in my teens in the 80s, and the person for me would be Boy George. I'm sorry, not Boy George. Would be George Michael, a beautiful, soulful voice, and I love the duet with Aretha. Yeah, he did a duet with Aretha. I knew you were waiting. I knew you were waiting for me, and we're going to play that a little bit later. So we'll have some Aretha Franklin music really throughout the show as we remember her today. But coming up next hour, I want to get your opinion of this Pearl Jam poster that is being highly criticized, and we're going to have the poster up on our Facebook page as well if you haven't seen it. From Hammond, Ben, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, great topic today, buddy.
Thanks.
Listen, I'm 55 years old. Uh-huh. I grew up in New Orleans. Dr. John was one of the guys that I loved, really. Didn't know, you know, his music was amazing. There's also a girl singer, Taylor Dane.
Taylor Dane
had a soulful voice. Oh, my God, she was amazing. Yeah. But I grew up with bands like, when I grew up with bands like Pink Floyd, yes, something. But, I mean, and mixed with that was Al Green, Smokey Robinson, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
Those bands were great. I also recall another band, ABC. I think they were from London.
Yeah, UK.
UK. And they had so much soul, and just great stuff. I grew up with a lot of bands. I was a karaoke DJ for a while, and I'd always start my show with Aretha Franklin.
I'm gonna have to leave it there because I got the code word here. But man, I appreciate you calling, and you continue to listen to our show. It's time for the $1,000 Entercom National Cash Contest. The code word this hour is Fame. Text FAME. Fame to 72881. You could win $1,000 just by texting Fame to 72881. Next code word coming up right before the top of the hour news at 3 o'clock. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. Have you seen this poster Pearl Jam put out promoting their concert in Montana? Well, I'll explain it to you. We've got it up on our Facebook page, tell you all about that. Also, if you're on hold, stay with us because we will continue this conversation about Aretha.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.